Get back to your emails and your tweets, but right now let's welcome in John Lazor, brought to you by Cowan Gates. Lay's usually joining us on a Wednesday, but a quick turnaround for the Hokies tonight in Pittsburgh after a big win on Sunday night against UVA. Unfortunately, Lay's, that big win also became bittersweet with the news of yesterday about Chris Clark done for the year, torn ACL. How did Buzz, how did the team take it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you knew it when he went down. It kind of looked that way, and definitely that's the way that the team reacted despite the win against Virginia, and it's just sad for Chris more than anything. You know, when you talk about an ACL, Wes, you have a month or so left in this season, and he's obviously going to miss that, but then he's going to have to be rehabbing all throughout the summer and focusing on that, trying to get back just in time for the beginning of next year. So it's a huge blow for this team, who already had arguably the shortest rotation in the ACC, playing basically just eight guys. Now that trims to seven. You're probably going to have to see a little bit more of Matt Galloway. And the biggest area where it's a blow for you schematically is you are already one of the tougher rebounding teams. You're having the toughest time rebounding teams in the ACC, and Chris was your most athletic rebounder. So it'll be interesting to see what they look like rotation-wise without him tonight. But the team handled it okay. Kids are a lot more resilient, Wes, than you and me are in particular. We're a little bit soft, I think Buzz would tell us. and I think Mike and I wanted to be a little down. But no, the kids were bouncing around. They're ready to go tonight. So a lot of enthusiasm coming off that win. And I'm just more curious than anything else to see what they'll look like without Chris. But it's definitely a big setback.
You and me both. But let me go back to hear what you said about rebounding. Fourth on the team in scoring, averages just under 12 points a game. Leading the Hokies in rebounding, leads the team in steals, and second on the team in assists. Lays, if you can put your finger on one thing, where has Chris Clark missed the most?
Rebounding. Like I just said, I mean, this team really struggles on the boards, Wes. It's not just the fact that he's your best rebounder. It's the fact that he's your most athletic player, and that's why he leads the team in steals and deflections and all those other intangible stats. So it's not just the rebounds in bulk that he's getting. It's the kind of rebounds that he gives you. He gives you that athletic presence and in the fray when you're up against larger opponents, which you pretty much are on a night-to-night basis in the ACC. So that's without question the biggest place you're going to miss him. Offensively, I think the Hokies will be okay. And I'm intrigued to see if Ty Outlaw can step up and handle more minutes and more of a challenge. But he's certainly not the quick twitch type player that Chris is, although he is a better shooter and brings some other things to the table. So, again, curious. I think we'll cover it. But rebounding is definitely the answer to your question.
Yeah, I guess that's a follow-up question because you mentioned Galloway, you mentioned Outlaw. I'm very curious to see how Buzz, I guess the best word is patchworks this, because you can't say replaces Chris Clark. That's really tough to do. But how do you do this rotation, minutes-wise? And then, oh, by the way, the Hokies are left with just seven scholarship players who've actually gotten into games this year.
Yeah, but again, it's going to be Ty Outlaw. I'll step in for him in the starting lineup. I'm sure about that. That hasn't necessarily really mattered too much to Buzz, honestly, with the lineups he's thrown out there. But that'll be the first place that he looks. And it's kind of the look that you saw on the floor after Chris got hurt for the final 9 minutes or so against Virginia. So it's a capable group. But to the second part of your question, that's the big question, is how these guys' legs are going to stand up down the stretch of the ACC when you're basically only playing seven players, and you got to go to Louisville, who's going to make you play all 96 feet for most of the night, and how you're going to be able to stack up and do that. So it's going to be a challenge, man. You know, I don't have a tangible answer necessarily, but I do know that this team's character and this team's heart has got them a lot of places that their talent probably wouldn't have taken them. So that's what you're going to have to rely on, but it's going to be a challenge, no doubt about it.
John Lazor on the call tonight, along with Mike Burnup. 6:30 coverage begins on 96.1 The Planet, Virginia Tech at Pittsburgh, one of the final six games left to play. And Lazor, I'm looking through the schedule here. The last ranked opponent is Louisville. And most of these games I would consider 50-50 games with Chris Clark in the lineup. Now he's not. The big win against Virginia on Sunday night, huge. We had Shelby Mass, bracketologist from USA Today. He was talking about how big it was. But now losing Clark, have you given any thought here in the final six games what it's going to take to feel comfortable about this team being in the NCAA tournament?
Well, I would have said 10-8 would make you feel comfortable, and then if you pick up a win in the ACC tournament, you're probably cemented. I think anybody who has a winning record in this league automatically should be in, and I think the committee and pretty much all the other bracketologists, whether professional or amateur, would agree with that. But I'm starting to lean more towards the fact that 9-9 probably gets you there, the way that people are talking, and the fact that right now Joe Lenardi has Clemson in the bracket as one of his last four in. I found that startling when I saw that latest projection yesterday. So I think the Hokies, you know, obviously losing Chris is a huge, huge thing, but at the same time, this is still a very capable team. I think offensively they're still going to be a favorite in a number of these home games coming down the stretch with or without Chris. And if you go 3-3 the rest of the way, obviously you've got a tough one Saturday at Louisville, not to look past Pittsburgh. This is a team playing much better. And Boston College gave you a game at your place. You shouldn't expect anything other than that at their place. But you have three winnable home games remaining. So I still think Tech's in a great spot, Wes. I really do.
Back at it tonight, hitting the floor, 7 o'clock tip. You can catch it on ESPN2 or on 96.1 The Planet.